Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and it's Tuesday, March 12th. If you're a Tesla shareholder and looking to get an early Cybertruck delivery, you may be in luck. Tesla has put up a webpage allowing Tesla shareholders to register for early Cybertruck delivery as long as they fit a certain criteria. Tesla first started delivering Cybertrucks in November of last year. At first, deliveries were of the limited edition Foundation series, which cost a $20,000 premium for what seems to be slight trim differences and simply the privilege of having an early delivery. So far, virtually all confirmed Cybertruck orders have been of the Foundation series. Currently, Tesla's adding another method for Cybertruck reservation holders to jump in front of the line. Tesla's website now has a page where shareholders can register for early delivery as long as they meet the following eligibility requirements. Each participant must provide brokerage statements showing that you own Tesla shares on February 28, 2021 and owned at least 500 shares on February 29, 2024. As a result, even if a shareholder reserved the Cybertruck after initial deliveries began, they could still hop in front of the Cybertruck line as long as they've held a significant amount of Tesla shares. Porsche is launching four new vehicles this year, including the new all-electric Macan EV, which Porsche says is already seeing strong orders. Following the company's 2023 earnings, Porsche CFO said our strong results are due to the high demand for our attractive products and strict cost discipline. Porsche generated $44.2 billion in revenue in 2023, up 7.7% year-over-year. Despite rising inflation and exceptionally high investments, Porsche maintained an operating return on sales of 18%. The growth was partly driven by a 3.3% rise in deliveries, with 320,221 vehicles handed over last year. Following the strong results, Porsche aims to launch no fewer than four new or considerably revised vehicles this year. The first will be the new Panorama, which is slated to go electric. After that, the updated all-electric Taycan will go on sale this spring. Porsche revealed the refreshed 2025 Taycan last month, which packs more range, faster charging, and even better performance. The company followed it up with its most powerful series production Porsche of all time. The new 2025 Porsche Taycan, which made its official debut this week and boasts 1,092 horsepower and a 0-60 time of 2.1 seconds with the highest trim package. Porsche said Macan EV orders have developed very positively since the books opened. CEO Oliver Blume boasted we already have 10,000 orders and all these customers haven't even been able to drive the car yet. In addition, an upgraded 911, including a high-performance hybrid drive version, is due out early this summer. Porsche expects 80% of deliveries to be all electric by 2030 and plans to include an electric